I always knew I would work with animals. Although I dreamed of a hobby farm of my own, growing up in the suburbs without much exposure to farming led me to believe that veterinary medicine was my only career choice. So, until college, I diligently socialized shelter cats, sanitized hospital exam tables, and sutured bananas at veterinary camp. As a child, I thought little about food. It was generally available, but with three kids and one hard-won income, it was strictly sustenance. It wasn't until I got to college that I had the privilege to engage with food as something more. I also found that the more I engaged with the food system, the more I began to wonder about my relationship to it, especially the production of meat. The day I finished eating animals by Jonathan Safran Foer was the day that I stopped eating them, not because I didn't believe in eating meat, but because I didn't believe in the system that produced it, and I didn't have access to a system that I did believe in. Questions about my future after college eventually led me to apply for the animal husbandry internship at Hidden Villa, and I was lucky to have the support I needed to accept it. It only took 3 months for the internship to radically reshape my vision for the future, thanks in large part to the talented and deeply committed farmer who managed my journey. Coming in, I knew that conventional animal agriculture was devastating to animal and planetary health, but I didn't know what to do about it beyond eliminating meat from my plate. My mentor introduced me to an entirely different model, one in which agriculture was capable of restoring water cycles, capturing carbon, and breathing life into tired soils. Instead of exploitation and extraction, I was brought into an agricultural system and philosophy that centers reciprocity and holism, and sees value in every link of the food chain, human, land, and animal. I still remember the first field trip I took with my intern cohort to visit a local research ranch. It was only a few weeks into my time at Hidden Villa, and I was already buoyant with wonder and possibility. We hiked up to the ridge to see their work in action. Cattle grazing on thriving grassland, a landscape brought back from the brink using the same practices that I had been learning, but on a larger scale. That moment of being in community with others committed to this work and bearing witness to the restorative power of agriculture broke open my entire world.